Histology of nervous tissue. A typical peripheral mixed nerve includes all of the following except astrocytes. So a typical peripheral mixed nerve includes motor axons, connective tissue of the perineurium and endoneurium, Schwann cells, and sensory axons, but not astrocytes. Again, a typical peripheral mixed nerve includes all of the following except astrocytes. In electron micrographs of central nervous tissue, small, 40 to 60 nanometers, vesicles clustered intercellularly near thickened neuronal membranes indicate sites of synaptic transmission. In electron micrographs of central nervous tissue, small vesicles, 40 to 60 nanometers, clustered intracellularly near thickened neuronal membranes indicate sites of synaptic transmission. Which of the following glial cell types is believed to be functionally related to macrophages? Microglia. Which of the following glial cell types is believed to be functionally related to macrophages? Microglia. Which of the following cell types forms myelin in the central nervous system? Oligodendroglia. Which of the following cell types forms myelin in the central nervous system? Oligodendroglia. Which of the following cell types forms myelin in the peripheral nervous system? Schwann cells. Which of the following cell types forms myelin in the peripheral nervous system? Schwann cells. Dura mater consists of dense fibrous connective tissue. Dura mater consists of dense fibrous connective tissue. The arachnoid layer of the meninges consists of loose connective tissue with CSF as ground substance. Loose connective tissue with CSF as ground substance. The arachnoid layer of the meninges consists of loose connective tissue with CSF as ground substance. Pia mater consists of a thin layer of cells and collagen adhering to the outer surface of the brain. Pia mater consists of a thin layer of cells and collagen adhering to the outer surface of the brain. The outermost layer of the brain immediately beneath the pia mater consists of glia limitans, or astrocyte endfeet. The outermost layer of the brain, or cortex, immediately beneath the pia mater consists of glia limitans, astrocyte endfeet. Which of the following cell types helps regulate the interstitial environment of central nervous tissue, serving as a buffer between nerve cells and capillaries? Astroglia. Which of the following cell types helps regulate the interstitial environment of central nervous tissue, serving as a buffer between nerve cells and capillaries? Astroglia. Which structure is principally responsible for the blood-brain barrier? Continuous capillary endothelium. Which structure is principally responsible for the blood-brain barrier? Continuous capillary endothelium. Which of the following cell types lines the central canal of the spinal cord and the ventricular system of the brain? Ependymal cells. Which of the following cell types lines the central canal of the spinal cord and the ventricular system of the brain? Ependymal cells. The choroid plexus consists of ependymal tissue and associated capillaries. The choroid plexus consists of ependymal tissue, and associated capillaries. Choroid plexus is not found in the central canal of the spinal cord. Choroid plexus is not found in the central canal of the spinal cord. It is in all ventricles of the brain. Compared to blood, normal cerebrospinal fluid contains much less protein. Compared to blood, normal cerebrospinal fluid contains much less protein. Cerebrospinal fluid is actively secreted by ependymal cells of the choroid plexus. Cerebrospinal fluid is actively secreted by ependymal cells of the choroid plexus. Cerebrospinal fluid drains away from the subarachnoid space through connective tissue channels called arachnoid granulations. Cerebrospinal fluid drains away from the subarachnoid space through connective tissue channels called arachnoid granulations. Arachnoid granulations perforate the dura of the sagittal sinus. Arachnoid granulations perforate the dura of the sagittal sinus. An imbalance between production and drainage of cerebrospinal fluid can cause hydrocephalus. An imbalance between production and drainage of cerebrospinal fluid can cause hydrocephalus. Pyramidal cells, neurons whose cell bodies have a characteristic pyramidal shape, are characteristic of the cerebral cortex. Pyramidal cells, or neurons whose cell bodies have a characteristic pyramidal shape, are characteristic of the cerebral cortex. Purkinje cells, neurons with large cell bodies and densely branched, flattened dendritic trees, are characteristic of the cerebellar cortex. Purkinje cells, or neurons with large cell bodies and densely branched, flattened dendritic trees, are characteristic of the cerebellar cortex. In the cerebellar cortex, which layer contains Purkinje cell bodies? The Purkinje cell layer. In the cerebral cortex, which layer contains Purkinje cell bodies? The Purkinje cell layer. In the cerebellar cortex, which layer contains granule cell bodies? The granule cell layer. In the cerebellar cortex, which layer contains granule cell bodies? The granule cell layer. In the cerebellar cortex, which layer contains most of the length of the Purkinje cell dendrites? The molecular layer. In the cerebellar cortex, which layer contains most of the length of the Purkinje cell dendrites? The molecular layer. In the cerebellar cortex, which layer contains most of the length of granule cell axons? The molecular layer. In the cerebellar cortex, which layer contains most of the length of granule cell axons? The molecular layer. The largest cell bodies in the ventral horn of the spinal cord belong to lower motor neurons. The largest cell bodies in the ventral horn of the spinal cord belong to lower motor neurons. What region of the nervous system is described by the following? Generally described as having six layers, the principal efferent axons of this region arise from cells located in layer 5. These large neurons are characterized by a distinctive apical dendrite that extends across layers 1 through 4, as well as by several basal dendrites in layers 5 and 6. Specific input arrives along axons which ramify extensively in layer 4, many other neuronal cell types whose cell bodies come in a variety of shapes and whose axons make local synaptic connections characterize layers 2, 3, and 6. The region of the nervous system described by all of that is the cerebral cortex. 6 layers. The principal efferent axons of this region arise from cells located in layer 5. These large neurons are characterized by a distinctive apical dendrite that extends across layers 1 through 4, as well as by several basal dendrites in layers 5 and 6. Specific input arise along axons which ramify extensively in layer 4, and many other neuronal cell types whose cell bodies come in a variety of shapes and whose axons make local synaptic connections which characterize layers 2, 3, and 6. And that is the cerebral cortex. What region of the nervous system is described by the following? This region displays a conspicuously layered appearance consisting of a relatively thick outer molecular layer in which neuronal cell bodies are extremely uncommon, an inner layer densely packed with very small cell bodies, and a thin intervening layer consisting of the large cell bodies of the cells that give rise to the region's principal efferent axons. That is a description of the cerebellar cortex, a region which displays a conspicuously layered appearance consisting of a relatively thick outer molecular layer in which neuronal cell bodies are extremely uncommon, and an inner layer densely packed with very small cell bodies, and a thin intervening layer consisting of the large cell bodies of the cells that give rise to the region's principal efferent axons. That's the cerebellar cortex. What region of the nervous system is described by the following? 3 distinct layers of cell bodies called the outer nuclear layer, the inner nuclear layer, and the ganglion cell layer, which are separated by layers in which local synaptic contacts occur. Efferent axons from cell bodies in the ganglion cell layer project to synaptic contacts in the lateral geniculate body and the tectum. And that is a description of the retina. 3 distinct layers of cell bodies called the outer nuclear layer, inner nuclear layer, and ganglion cell layer, which are separated by layers in which local synaptic contacts occur. Efferent axons from cell bodies in the ganglion cell layer project to synaptic contacts in the lateral geniculate body and the tectum. And this is descriptive of the retina. What region of the nervous system is described by the following? The principal efferent neurons of this region receive excitatory input from 2 sources, afferent climbing fiber axons from neurons in the inferior olive, each synapse directly onto several of the peripheral cells. Transmitters release at such synapse exert a powerful excitatory effect on activity of the postsynaptic neuron. In contrast, vast numbers of afferent mossy fiber axons from a variety of distant sources provide indirect input via synapses onto the dendrites of local interneurons. Parallel fiber axons from these small interneurons then converge onto the peripheral efferent cells, with each such synapse exerting only a very small excitatory effect, so that many postsynaptic potentials must summate spatially and temporally to influence activity in the principal cells. And this is descriptive of the cerebellar cortex. The principal efferent neurons of this region, the cerebellar cortex, receive excitatory input from 2 sources, afferent climbing fiber axons and from neurons in the inferior olive, which each synapse directly onto several of the principal cells. Transmitter release at each such synapse exerts a powerful excitatory effect on activity of the postsynaptic neuron. In contrast, vast numbers of afferent mossy fiber axons from a variety of distant sources provide indirect input via synapses onto the dendrites of local interneurons. Parallel fiber axons from these small interneurons then converge onto the principal efferent cells, with each such synapse exerting only a very small excitatory effect, so that many postsynaptic potentials must summate temporally and spatially to influence activity in the principal cells of the cerebellar cortex.